Good Friday, written by Linda LaPlante and read by Jessica Ball. Jane ate breakfast in her dressing gown, then put on a suit and a clean, pressed shirt. She coiled her hair into a pleat and, on looking in the mirror, was satisfied that she was smart enough for her court appearance. It wasn't even 7 yet, so she thought she would contact the dip squad at Vine Street to find out if they had a more accurate time schedule for her to be at the court. She dialed the number for the station, but the phone rang without anyone answering. She wasn't sure whether she should go to Vine Street or straight to Bow Street Court, so decided to wait and then try calling again. While she was waiting, she put together an advert, writing it out neatly on 2 cards, one for the newsagents and, remembering Edith's advice, one to pin up at one of the nearest colleges. It was almost 7:45 when she called the station again. This time the phone was answered by a gruff voice, which she recognised as Stanley's. Jane asked him if there had been an allocated time for her court appearance. "Christ, I don't know, Tennyson." Stanley sounded groggy. "They don't sit until after 10, so just make your way over there. It could be hours before you get called, so you just have to wait it out." Jane had a strong suspicion that Stanley had spent the night in the office, sleeping off a hangover. She thought he had a nerve, talking about Spencer Gibbs drinking when it was obvious he had been hitting the bottle himself. Jane went into the newsagents and paid 50 pence for her advertisement card to be displayed in the window for 1 week. As she walked to Baker Street Tube, she decided that, as the magistrate's court was close to Bow Street Station, she would pop in and maybe have breakfast with Edith in the canteen. Jane took the Circle line from Baker Street and changed at King's Cross St Pancras to take the Piccadilly line to Covent Garden. From there, it was just a short walk to the Bow Street Station. It was 8:30 when Jane arrived at Covent Garden Station, right at the peak of the early morning rush hour. There were groans from the other passengers when they saw that the lift wasn't working, but Jane didn't mind, as she wasn't in any great hurry. She followed the throng of people walking up the 193 steps of the spiral staircase, trying her best not to bump into the people heading down the stairs in the opposite direction. Behind her was a woman with a pushchair and a baby in her arms. "Can I help you?" Jane asked. "Oh, yes, please, thank you, love. These lifts here are always out of order." Jane carried the pushchair, and as there were so many people up ahead of her, they moved very slowly. On reaching the top stair, she unfolded the pushchair so the woman could put her baby in the seat. Jane paused at the ticket barriers to search her handbag for her warrant card,